There's other places in Washington that sort of specialize in the how to be effective within the government, right? We can talk about that, but we can also have a unique vantage point in Washington where, well, if you want to learn Thucydides, if you want to learn the grand strategy of the Roman Empire and things like that, we're very well positioned to do that because this is fundamentally a great books school. The vision here is to do both, is to be practical, nuts and bolts, what does Washington need, but also how to inform your approach to it by, you know, the biggest thoughts and the biggest ideas.
You're listening to the Steve and Amy Van Andel Graduate School of Government podcast. I'm here today with Michael Anton. He is a lecturer and research fellow for Hillsdale College in D.C. and is a former national security official for the Trump administration. We'll be talking with him about his role as a faculty member in the new Graduate School of Government. For more information on the Graduate School of Government, be sure to check out dc.hillsdale.edu, where you can find additional details, including more interviews with faculty members of the new graduate school. Michael, thank you for joining us today. I'd like you to tell us a little bit about what you plan on teaching here at the Graduate School of Government.
Well, so I'm already here teaching undergrads in the so-called WIP program, which stands for Washington Hillsdale Internship Program, meaning the kids in that program are undergrads at Hillsdale College, physically full-time at the college in Michigan, but they sort of self-select. They can apply to come to Washington for a semester if they're accepted. Then they live here for a semester. They do an internship somewhere, you know, relevant. It could be on Capitol Hill. It could be in an executive branch agency. It could be at a think tank or a nonprofit. But then they take their courses at night. And I'm teaching national security, sort of a broad survey course on national security to these undergrads. I'm now in my third semester doing that. So I think one of the reasons that they hired me to come here is because I have a practical background. I've worked in politics. I've worked at the state level, at the city level, at the federal level. I've worked on the White House, on the National Security Council, and at the CIA, so I have some foreign policy experience. And I have an academic background. I went to graduate school myself many, many years ago. I did not finish my PhD or become an academic. I went off and did politics and corporate and private sector things for a while. But, you know, I learned these books. I learned all of these arguments. And I kept up with it over the years for just sort of personal hobby reasons. I can't even explain it. Like, I would go to philosophy conferences and political science conferences and deliver papers and publish them in academic journals. And it all just kind of came back together. And I'm sort of, in a way, right back in the world that I left 25 years ago. But I'm very happy to be, I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm very, very happy to be back in that world. In a way, I've sort of pined for it for a long time. I'm lucky to be able to be back in it.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I'd like to remind our listeners that Michael Anton is the author of the article, The Flight 93 Election, from the Claremont Review of Books. He's also the author of After the Flight 93 Election, which was released in February, and the author of The Suit, A Machiavellian Approach to Men's Style, published back in 2006. He served, as he just mentioned, as a senior official of the national security team over at the White House. And now, of course, he's here. So what then do you think, you will be teaching classes for the graduate school as well?
And there's no question about it. I mean, I was hired with the full knowledge that the grad school was coming. These things are complicated to get started, and lucky for me, I don't have to deal with any of the headaches. Matt Spaulding does all of that, the accreditation, the licensing, all of the bureaucratic hoops he jumps through, and the rest of us just get to sit back and let him do the work and benefit from it. But they knew that when all of that was completed, they'd be starting this, and they wanted me specifically to teach in the grad school and in the undergrad. So I expect to be teaching national security type courses, the same thing I'm doing now, but obviously more sophisticated, a little bit more complicated, probably a higher workload for grad. You know, grad school is supposed to be harder. You're supposed to know more, which means that there's a higher bar to clear in a grad school course. And also, you know, big topics, grand strategy type topics, you know, broad surveys of foreign affairs, foreign policy thinking, national strategies of historical empires and political entities that, you know, you can that allow you to learn history, but basic concepts. I'm basically at heart, in terms of my education, I'm a great books guy. So I assign little snippets of many great books in my national security class for the undergrads. We don't have time to read the whole book because I have to cover a lot of ground for them. I have to take them into the 21st century and what's going on right now. And I have to talk about the mechanics of how the national security state, the bureaucracy, the agencies work. But I also want to give them a little bit of a theoretical background. I anticipate, though, for the grad school, you know, in addition to doing the mechanics and the nuts and bolts and how it works, which is why I think students are going to come here. They want to know that. They want to learn that. But we're going to also offer them, let me put it this way. There's other places in Washington that sort of specialize in the, how does the State Department operate? Right. We can talk about that, but we can also have a unique vantage point in Washington where, well, if you want to learn Thucydides, if you want to learn the grand strategy of the Roman Empire and things like that, we're very well positioned to do that because this is fundamentally a great books school. It's a school that's all about the great tradition, the Western tradition, you know, the best that has been thought and said. And so you get the vision here is to do both, is to be practical, nuts and bolts. What does Washington need? How to survive in the bureaucracy? If you want that, if that's the kind of job you want, how to be effective within the government, but also how to inform your approach to it by, you know, the biggest thoughts and the biggest ideas.
Yeah, and you kind of beat me to my next question, which was, what does Hillsdale do that's unique and specifically with regards to foreign policy? Let me also ask you this, because you mentioned the great books. I know that you're a big fan of Machiavelli. You mentioned Thucydides there as well. What other big thinkers do you think are important for students that are interested in taking a Hillsdale School of Government education into the foreign policy world?
So number one is, of course, Machiavelli, just because he's the most... No great thinker has ever written more or emphasized foreign policy, foreign affairs, defense, national security. I mean, those phrases weren't used in his day. He would just say war, diplomacy, and so on. But it's a major emphasis of his. Second one, which is his favorite writer, is Xenophon, an ancient Greek who wrote a book about empire and foreign policy called the Cyropaedia, and also was himself a practitioner. I think Xenophon's Anabasis would be a great book to teach because the students coming here, you know, they're not, I did grad school a different way, the more academic way, the way that you would do it if you went physically to Hillsdale and did that full time. That's what the grad program in Hillsdale offers. The students who are going to come here are not doing that either because they don't want to or they can't. They have jobs. They can't afford or don't want to quit those jobs. It's a night school. It means you're going to keep working and you're going to learn at the same
time. So class is going to be offered at night or on the weekends.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And they want to stay in Washington for the most part, or maybe go back to a state capital or somewhere. And they want to be practical. And they want to be involved in the arena, in the struggle, in the actual political debates and actions. And so a book like Xenophon's Anabasis is a great book because here you have this Greek philosopher who knew Socrates personally and wrote philosophy books, but was also a military man, basically a junior officer in an army that went into Persia and got not exactly trapped, but let's say marooned there and had to find their way back out of hostile territory and go home. And the Anabasis is that story. It's one of the great adventure stories of all time. I think that would be a wonderful book to teach students. I'm also a big fan of Montesquieu.
I was going to ask you.
So I would... I'd certainly like to teach his little book on the Romans.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now.
Which actually is not one of the books. I'm working. I delivered a paper on it at APSA about 10 days ago, which I've submitted for publication. And the journal got back to me and said, we're interested in this, but you need to do these couple of things. So I'm working on doing those things. And I'll resubmit it. I love that book. And it's a wonderful book with all kinds of insights about foreign affairs. Yeah. I think another thing that I think deserves careful study is, which I try to teach to my undergrads and will certainly teach to the grad students, is how did the American founders think about foreign policy? What can we learn from them? What can we take from them that's relevant today? But also we have to remember that the circumstance of the early republic was very different than the circumstance of a continental republic with a far larger population, much deeper commercial interests and global responsibilities. So what can we learn from the founders? What has to be modified? What aspects of American foreign policy have changed that maybe shouldn't have changed, you know? And so we have to look at that. Like, what should our foreign policy be? I think it's too easy to say we should just do everything the founders did because we don't face their circumstances. But we also should absolutely respect the principles that they set forward and ask ourselves hard questions like in 2019, do we need to be doing X or Y Is that justified by the current circumstance, or is that an example of overreach? You know, so
all great questions.
I think that's, you know, and just looking at the history of U.S. foreign policy over the course of the now nearly 250 years of the Republic, I think is very useful to know as history. But, you know, this is a practical school in a lot of ways. And so we want to teach things kind of as case studies. What can you learn from this? And how will it affect maybe a decision that you have to face down the road?
Yeah. Well, I think it's really cool. And, you know, something that's very interesting to think about bringing you to the program as well and to as a faculty member is that now you're creating a school that is a good resource or a good way for somebody that might be wanting to go into the federal government, you know, whether it's on Capitol Hill, but now opportunities in foreign policy as well, like you mentioned at the State Department or whatnot. Do you think it's fair to say that the school can be intended for the that wide type of, you know,
I hope
audience?
So. I mean, look, there's a lot going on in Washington. There are other schools that very specifically train younger people for careers in the Foreign Service or in the Intelligence Service, or, you know, this is leaving aside the military, but let's say in the Pentagon civilian world, there's a lot of schools that train you specifically to do that. And I'm sure they're very good in their own way. And you know, they know Washington and they know the bureaucracy and they know the levers of power and that thing. But I think what they lack that we have and we're going to bring to the table is that, you know, that great books knowledge, that real serious commitment to America and American ideals and a knowledge of American ideals, like a real deep knowledge of what the founding means and what it was trying to do and how it changed. All of that stuff that more theoretical, it's always wonderful to study for its own sake. Let's never leave that out, you know, but it's also wonderful to study for what it can teach you and how you can bring it to bear in a practical level. And I just don't think that there's any other school in Washington or anywhere else that's doing that.
That's great. Michael, thank you so much.
This has been a discussion with Michael Anton, a lecturer for the new Graduate School of Government. It is brought to you by Hillsdale College. For more information on the Graduate School of Government, please log on to dc.hillsdale.edu, where you can also find more interviews with Graduate School of Government faculty members. Thank you for listening.